In the context of the Doing Business project of the World Bank, we have learned a great deal about the obstacles that entrepreneurs and more generally the private sector face when it comes to starting businesses or interacting with the government over a range of activities that are part of the process of producing goods and services and creating jobs. But what about obstacles that are specific to women? The World Bank's Women, Business and the Law project looks at all level, at all legal instruments in 173 countries, accounting for something like 98% of world GNP. We look at the Constitution, we look at the Civil Code, Family Law, and other such instruments, and we document the many ways in which governments often use the law to discriminate against women in some way, to shape or limit the opportunities available to her, to create a legal environment that places her at a disadvantage in terms of her ability to meaningfully contribute to the economy. For instance, the law can give control of household assets to married men, preventing the wife from utilizing those assets as collateral to access the financial system. Or the law can impose restrictions on decision-making or mobility, requiring women permission from husbands to work or to travel. Or, for instance, the law can impose limits on working hours or the types of industries they can work in, excluding her from major sectors of the economy, leading, of course, to a wider gender gap in pay. Now, how is the data collected and what is measured? The data is collected by posing a large number of interesting questions that try to get at the restrictions that are embedded in the law. Can a woman, for instance, get a job or pursue a trade or profession in the same way as a man? Can a woman register a business in the same way as a man? Can she travel outside her home in the same way as a man? Can a woman apply for an ID card in the same way as a man? Do men and women have equal ownership rights to property? Can men and women do the same jobs? Are there specific deductions or credits that are applicable only to men and not to women? Are there criminal sanctions for domestic violence? Is there a non-discrimination clause in the Constitution? And if so, does it explicitly mention gender? And so on. I think you begin to get the idea as I have shared with you some of these questions. We look at 47 such restrictions, which capture different dimensions of the law and which can be grouped for pedagogical purposes into 7 broad categories of indicators. Those that have to do with accessing institutions, those that pertain to using property, those that have something to do with getting a job, those that involve providing incentives to work or building credit or going to court, as well as those that involve protection of women from violence. 173 countries and 47 such restrictions means that we have a database of more than 8,000 data points. And the question which I would like to tackle next is, what does the data show? What are the main insights that come from this vast collection or treasure trove of data?